The Inyanei Agoda, we're talking about Matnes Kuna and a Kohen. So this parsha that we're going to read this week is Parshas Emor. It says, "Va'kohen Agodol Meyechov Asher Yutzak Al Rosh Hashem and Amishchal Ba'al Yisyodis." The Gemara says, "Agodol Meyechov Gadleu Mishalechov." A Kohen Gadol has a din that he should be a Osher. If he wasn't a Osher, the Gemara in the Dorim learns it out. If he wasn't a Osher, so you have to give him, you masher him, you gadleu mishalechov, you make him more, you give him more nechazim, more money, kedei that he should be called the osher. So it's interesting to point out that the gematria of the words v'akoyen, agodol, me'echov, that gematria is 199. What does that mean? Because the Mishnah at the end of Peah says that if somebody has up to 200 zuzim, 199, Begematria Tzedakah, the girl says, then he could take money from Tzedakah, because 200 is enough to live off of a year, a whole year. 199 is still called the Oni, and he could even give him Elef Bevasachas, because he has a Shem Oni. If you have 200, so then you can't give him Tzedakah, because he's not called the Oni. So Menela, we say, Vakoyin Agodol Meechov, he only has 199, so Gadleu Mishalechov, of course it means, that Osher means Mistoma, more than one Pruta to give him, but it's a remez that if he's still in a matzav of Oni, a matzav of Tzedakah, so that if I can go to Mechav, then we have to add on. Kilo saying in the code, with the code of 200, then he has enough. That's what we add on, and then it's Gadleu Mishalechov.